Wall Street traditionally hates uncertainty, like the kind that often comes with major geopolitical volatility. But so far, investors have largely welcomed President Trump's military action in Venezuela. U.S. stock markets have hit record highs, and some investors are especially excited about Trump's promise that the U.S. will take over oil production. NPR financial correspondent Maria Aspen is here to tell us more. Hi.
Hey there.
So, Maria, President Trump is framing this as a really big win for U.S. oil companies. Do investors agree?
Overall, yes. Oil companies like Chevron, in particular, had a great day on Monday. Shares have fallen back since, but there's still a lot of optimism in the energy industry. You see that also among investors in companies that provide services to the oil industry, like Halliburton. Today was more mixed in the stock market, but overall, Wall Street had a great start to the week. Some of that's not related to Venezuela, like the ongoing tech boom, but some of it is.
Like what?
Well, it was a great week for bonds, and specifically holders of Venezuelan government debt. Back in 2017, now ousted President Nicolas Maduro, his government defaulted on its debt, meaning that Venezuela stopped making payments. That left foreign investors, including some big U.S. financial institutions, holding tens of billions of dollars in debt, which seemed kind of worthless. But then this weekend, everything changed. I talked about this with Eric Fine. He's a longtime bond investor and the emerging markets portfolio manager at the investment firm VanEck.
We're in a different ballpark now, and there are much, much greater upsides in the bond market than what investors went to sleep thinking they were on Friday.
He says investors are betting that the U.S. takeover will be good for the oil industry, the Venezuelan economy, and even eventually, depending on what happens with the Venezuelan government, its ability to make good on those debts.
Maria, who else on Wall Street seems to be benefiting from everything happening in Venezuela?
Well, companies that make weapons and other defense contractors, like Lockheed Martin, Boeing, General Dynamics, they all had a pretty great start to the week in the stock market. I mean, stepping back, Juana, the Venezuela strike reinforced that President Trump is very willing to take military action. Obviously, in general, that raises a lot of controversy, but specifically for investors in the companies that supply the military, business could be booming. More broadly, it also shows the more mixed reaction that investors have to geopolitical instability these days. They don't like it on paper, but in practice, they're shrugging it off.
Maria, why aren't investors more worried about the Venezuelan situation and geopolitical instability?
Some of it is what you and I have discussed a lot on the show about the tech boom mm-hmm. and the artificial intelligence frenzy that's powering so much of the stock market. They're just focused on other things. There are some signs of worry if you look. For example, the price of silver hit a record high earlier this week. Gold prices are up. And precious metals in general are a hedge in times of uncertainty. So even though Wall Street does seem largely optimistic this week, there are signs that some investors are still hedging their bets.
NPR's Maria Aspen, thank you.
Thank you.